that's what you cannot find. Blaze through Reno, toss a bag on a drop. At the end of Rhino, looking out for the cops. Got the black bag waiting, pick it up at the well. Hit the asphalt, running like a bat out of hell. I got 43 hand dogs, hung on my trail. Safe on the rail. It's a prime time play, and you better believe it's a damn fine day in the life of the thief. Cannot find what you cannot find, you cannot find.
That was Life of a Thief by the Adam Ezra Group. You're listening to WMFM Medford. Good morning. My name is Charlie Driver. This is your first show of the day. It's 7.02 a.m. on this sort of dreary election day. And you're listening to Pop and Circumstance. I'm going to be taking you through the next hour. Sort of an eclectic mix of music. We're going to start it out now, though, with some new music from a band that did some children's album for a time, but you mostly know as sort of the quirky voice of pop rock. That's right, this is They Might Be Giants.
An airline ranch sandwich straight from the can, it tasted so bland. I asked a lass to pass me a glass of Engels Conditions of the Working Class. Right away they dragged me to the committee to explain my un-American activity. They're gonna see they made a mistake if they don't.
But I don't care for the eye. want to play. All the crowd are in the seats, looking straight at me for an answer. They just get what they see. They applaud in the ashes, locking the door till the matinee. So I get to know the cast, though it doesn't last. I'm a pro, but I won't take it too far. Now I know I shouldn't get comfy on the set. Every time it all comes down to me. That's the truth that the stage school doesn't teach you, but it's good to know. It takes much more than just learning a script. You see, you gotta take the part and believe.
Surrender to the truth, my never to love.
I do what I like, live my own.
That was U.S. Girls, Incidental Boogie. That's off of their album from early this year, In A Palm Unlimited, which is one of my picks for Album of the Year. Really great work from them. Before that, we had the band that they're going on tour with around the U.S. right now. They're actually going to be in Boston fairly soon with Tune Yards. That was Coast to Coast off of their newest, I Can Feel You Creep Into My Private Life. Before that, we had sort of the jarring art pop sound of Kiro Benito and Only Acting off of their new album, Time and Place. A lot of new music on this Tuesday morning. And we opened that set with the new music from They Might Be Giants. That's The Communists Have the Music. So that was sort of an art poppy segment right there. We're going to keep it rolling with some music right now and some new music, as we have a new release from one of my favorite artists, an artist who's coming to Boston in March. That's Jacob Collier. He's a British multi-instrumentalist jazz musician, sort of jazz fusion. He's just announced plans next year to release 4 albums. A song/album cycle that he's calling Jesse, after his initials, and he just released a single to that with the Metropole Orchestra. That's from the Netherlands somewhere, I think. I'm not sure exactly where, but we're gonna play this one. It's called With the Love in My Heart. Enjoy.
Somehow I found you. body make you lose control. Keep in motion. Stay unspoken. And if I'm broken, keep me open. Keep in motion.
Keep in motion.
Stay unspoken.
Stay unspoken.
If I'm broken.
If I'm broken.
Keep me open. Keep in motion.
Keep in motion.
Stay unspoken.
Stay unspoken.
And if I'm broken.
If I'm broken. If I'm broken.
Keep me open.
Late, the wrong rain they come together whom their loves parted. And the windows pour into their hearts, and the doors burn in their brain. When they come together, whom their love had parted, and love and his patience roar on a chain. Every true old crater carrying cloud,
death strikes their house, death strikes their house, death strikes their house, death strikes their.
That was John Cale on a wedding anniversary. That's off of his album, Fragments of a Rainy Season. Before that, we heard, as I mentioned before I started the sort of long two-song set, Jacob Collier with The Love in My Heart. That's his new single. His first album of that four-album cycle is going to be coming out at the beginning of next year. He's going to release them over the course of the seasons next year. Giving us enough time, he says, to sort of take everything in. I'm going to talk now about something exciting that's happened. It's the annual donation drive here at WMFO in Medford. We're student and community radio here. We've been bringing you shows, eclectic music, good times, good vibes for the past 45 years. And we need your support to be able to continue that going forward into our 46th season. From now until November 14th, you can go to donate.wmfo.org, that's donate.wmfo.org, in order to support us and help us raise our goal of $5,000. We have unique thank you gifts. We're sort of taking a page from NPR and other nonprofit radio stations here. And we'd really appreciate any sort of support you can give, a gift of any size, from a dollar up to the $5,000 that we're asking for, that'll help us make better radio. It'll help you enjoy better radio. So here's hoping that you're able to spare some of your money here. So that's a PSA from me. Now let me just get a PSA, not about WMFO, but more about life. And I will play that. Alright, prepare to be enlightened.
It takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio pre-diabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Well, there you go. If you have five or more fingers up after that little audio quiz, then you should go to that website and figure out if you have prediabetes. Hopefully you don't. That would be unfortunate, generally. We're just going to keep chugging along with music here today. It's just me in the studio, so we're not going to listen to any sort of exciting Watergate-era radio comedy. Instead, we're going to go in a little classical music direction here. It's sort of an ugly day. It's in the middle of fall, so I'm sort of dreaming of the British spring in the countryside. And that brings me to this artist. So we're going to listen to some Ralph Vaughan Williams here. Three movement concerto for the oboe in A minor. First movement, Rondo Pastoral. Second movement, Minuet, Musette. And the third movement, a Scherzo. So we're going to just listen to that. That'll be about 20 minutes. And here you go. Here's movement one. was Ralph Vaughan Williams' Oboe Concerto in A Minor, three movements. I love some English pastoralism. That's just a me thing. I find it very relaxing, and I think it's beautiful, beautiful music. Vaughan Williams, one of the classics of the genre from the late 19th and early 20th century. We're just running out of time here. It's 7:54 and 25 seconds. You're listening to WMFM Medford. My name's Charlie Driver, and this is Pop and Circumstance. We're going to close out with some contemporary classical music by the ensemble Y Music. This one is coming off of their 2014 album Balance Problems. It's the title track from that, written by Nico Muhly, the contemporary classical composer who most recently just premiered his newest opera, Marnie, based on the Hitchcock movie, that is now playing at the Met in New York. This one is it going to be a different composition for Y Music, an eclectic group of eight musicians, I think, playing all manner of instruments. So here's that. I hope you enjoy that, and I hope you'll tune in again next week and stick with us through the rest of the day. WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Thank you.